and the answer God of the hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, run to you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Oh, no, that's not.
Oh, God.
It was supposed to be without the music. I had it set up.
I like it better with the
music. It doesn't matter.
I like it better with the music.
I mean, as far as the voice, so yeah.
Vashakatiya.
You know, scriptures tell us, man, he's designed.
Amen.
He's.
Take that stand and come on back here. Come closer. Come in the middle. So we can hear you. Blow that trumpet.
Being always to pray.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Because he was designed to worship his creator.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Now we talked here in the past here about the Lord, Jesus, the Christ. And I said last time, I'll get an opportunity, I'm going to speak on the glory.
All right.
But I'm going to touch on that this morning. Miss Mary, she used to correct me, you know, certain times of years. I'd get excited about, you know, the coming Lord. I'd just be so, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And she'd always tell me, I was coming for a glorious church. Glorious church. She'd say, church, I'm quite there yet, but he's come for a glorious church. And I believe we're moving in that direction.
Oh, yes. Amen.
We're going from glory to glory.
Hasha.
But I heard a minister not too long ago say, how do you tell what the Lord's doing in the earth? If you don't really have enough spiritual insight, he said one good way is to look and see what the devil's doing. And God is doing the opposite.
Much more.
Quite the opposite. But I thought on that, reflected on that. And you know, in the past year, we've had the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID means coronavirus. And it's COVID-19. In the scriptures, 19 is a number for faith. Mm-hmm. That number 19 is... you know, representative of faith. But COVID means crown. Mm-hmm. This crown. And we see this disease, this sickness, this, what Satan is doing, he's trying to crown man with this sickness and disease. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, it's more, nothing more than a cold. And other people, it's taken out, you know. I mean, they've perished. But there's a word in the scripture too that's so similar to COVID. It's kavod. And kavod is the glory of God.
Yes.
Kavod is the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And I believe the enemy knows the days ahead. Mm-hmm. He sees what's coming. And he's trying to do his little twisting and tweaking.
Darkness
mm-hmm. to man. Because you know what the Lord is about to do through his
Amen.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord bringing his glory mm-hmm. and his kavod to the church for because he's coming for what, Miss Mary?
A glorious church.
Glorious church.
Amen.
But I want to read some scriptures here this morning.
You can read them, but let me just tell you one thing. The church is about to do what Isaiah said. It's rise and shine.
Mm-hmm.
For your light has come.
Mm-hmm.
The light is about to be turned on for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give the light. Guess what shines best in darkness?
The light.
Light. You buy a child a toy with light, mm-hmm. first thing you're going to run is turn the lights off in the house so it can get dark.
Yep.
So they can really see the light from that torch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've experienced that, you know. They want to see it dark so that light can be magnified.
Mm-hmm.
So the light shine, the enemy didn't know light shine better in darkness. It comes brighter in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the church will rise.
It will.
Because the king is coming.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, back to the beginning there, when God created Adam, you know, the Bible says he made him in his image, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He made Adam in his image. And Adam had the glory. That's what he lost when he sinned, failed, missed it, whatever. He lost that dimension of glory in his life. Because what he said is what it was. Dog, dog, cat, cat, elephant, elephant.
Mm-hmm.
He named it still that.
Never been to college now. Adam never did go to college. He didn't have a degree like most people, you know, have that deals with animals. He didn't have that degree. But he was made in his image.
If I want to read a definition of salvation, the Bible says Jesus Christ is our salvation. But it says salvation is freedom from the effects of fallen man.
Whoa.
Freedom from the effects of fallen man.
Good
amen.
Sin,
amen. Amen.
He lost the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lost the glory. And but I want to read out of Colossians here.
All right now.
This morning. And we've heard it preached, you know, or heard it said before. And this is the greatest misunderstanding in the scriptures from the Old Testament, that God does not share his glory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I recently studied that out, and that's been so misunderstood.
Amen. Yes, it has.
But we're in Colossians chapter 3, and starting in verse 1, you know, last time we was talking about the Christ. It says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too.
Come on now.
You know, Paul, most brilliant mind back in the day of that time, you know, what did he say? I don't want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I mean, this is why we are to yearn for all that's above. You know, I mean, you always text that Ephesians, that prayer.
Oh, yeah,
For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. You know, we've been talking about the authority of the believer.
Mm.
This is where Christ at. It's where we need to see where he's at. This is where we need to get our mind, you know, in tune with him. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with distractions of the natural realm.
Wow.
You know, how many times I catch myself. I don't know about y'all guys.
All of us, David.
But you know, you get thinking, well, but your flesh ain't never satisfied. You know, if you give a person $10 million, they want 20. Or if you give them a 2,000 square foot house, they want a 3,000. I mean, you can't. That flesh is never satisfied. Let's go on and read here. He said, get your mind off thinking like that, because now it's good to have things, don't get me wrong, but y'all know where I'm coming from, don't you? I
mean, exactly.
Y'all know where I'm coming from. He says, your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ.
Woo! I want to live in Christ.
My true life.
My
the
true
real life.
Life,
the real Dave, the real
Come
Mary, the real Charles, the real us is in Christ.
Woo!
Amen.
Jesus!
And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, we got to see him for who he really is now.
Mm-hmm.
And who you really are will also be revealed. We got to look at the Christ, who he really is. And now y'all ready for this. I'm going to sum it up in this. For you are now one with him.
Oneness.
Guess what? You're one with him. You was talking about one in the spirit this morning?
Yeah.
This right here says, we're also, that struck me when you said one this morning, but we're one with him in his glory.
Amen.
We are one with him in his glory.
We go from glory to glory.
Amen.
Woo!
You know, you said that Isaiah, you know, in the ninth chapter, I sing this other day, and I thought, wow, you know, Holy Spirit just, but unto us child, you know, is born, and given, and all. But in the 11th chapter there, two more chapters over, you know, and I got thinking, David, Lord, a thousand years is there, but two chapters over, he gets to talking about the millennium. Mm-hmm. And it says, and the whole earth will be filled
with his glory.
With his glory.
Ha, ba, ba, ya.
By the knowledge of him. By the knowledge of God. You know, we come and we study over scriptures and we look over and the knowledge of God. And you know, the knowledge of God, I kind of, you know, it's just not being able to quote half the New Testament. The knowledge of God, this kind of way, this, I love this passion, is intimate knowledge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Knowing it the way he knows it. Mm-hmm. Not just limited, what we see with our five. Sometimes we go into scripture with our five senses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we can't go, because see, the Bible is a spiritual book. Mm-hmm. So you have to go in there spiritual, not with your five senses. But with your spirit.
You know, that's sometimes why I found it best. I say best, but if you kind of want to know something a lot of times, you know, and you really ain't, go to somebody that knows how to pray. Go to your prayer warrior. That's why I'm thrilled to come in here, you know, and listen to y'all guys. Or, you know, just, you know, people that pray. Get that revelation. They get that light from God. They get that knowledge from him.
That intimacy.
And that's what
spiritual intimacy.
Yeah, that's what I want. And that's what we all want. Mm-hmm. I remember right after I got saved, on DJC, remember we talked about back in the day, all the good, you know, Brother Hague and mm-hmm. you know, all of them back to back right there. But I remember them advertising Free Bible College. Mm-hmm. I said, man, I'm gonna go check this out. You mm-hmm. know, cheap, good, free, better. So I went down there and I signed up. It was a local, I won't call the name of the place, but it was a big college campus. And I thought, man, I'm gonna learn me something up in here. Mm-hmm. And I went there about probably a half a dozen times. And buddy, that was just all I could take. I'd done been baptized in the Holy Ghost, and you know, they didn't believe in talking in tongues. They didn't, you know, these doctors and get, you know, PhDs, they'd get up and they just, they was telling me they didn't believe a whole lot in there, you know. That it was done, said, done, over with, and I just couldn't stomach a whole lot of that. But that's not the truth, you know, even though these was brilliant guys and smart guys and doctors, you know, they really didn't have that knowledge, you know.
They're riding their bicycle on another trail.
Yes, they was. Yes, they was. But I want to go to Ephesians here. You know, Paul, that man was something.
He had revelation.
He did.
He had revelation in the gospel. They stayed on the outside, you know, at Jesus at the cross. Paul said, I'm going inside, because I know something was still working on the inside. Boy, when I got that revelation of that, whew, Paul said Jesus was working on the inside while those men were working on the outside. Whew, when I got a revelation of that, I saw things different.
But Paul, he had a heart for people, didn't he? A heart. heart for people to know.
He did.
The Lord.
To know what he knew.
Yes. Yeah. Right on, Sister Perry. Right on. But Paul prays this in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The perfect Father of every father.
David, can I stop you
yes,
right
ma'am.
There? Can you release that on us? Just release it on
us.
And y'all hold your hand to receive. Mm-hmm. Hold up your hands to receive.
Lord, we kneel humbly before you in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Messiah. The perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And Lord, we pray that you would unveil your unlimited riches of your glory and your favor unto supernatural strength floods our innermost being with your divine might and explosive power. And then by constantly using our faith, Lord, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of us. And the resting place of your love will become the very source and root of our lives. And then we will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of your astonishing love. In all its dimensions, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is your love, how enduring and inclusive it is, endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding.
Jesus.
This extravagant love of yours, Lord, pours into us until we are filled and overflowing with your fullness, God.
Yes.
And we never doubt your mighty power to work in us and accomplish all this. You achieve it infinitely more than your greatest quest. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and in your exceeding wildest imagination.
Shaka.
He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes us.
Amen.
Woo.
You know.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We got to say something for receiving. Amen.
And that praying in the Spirit, you know, we
yes.
just talking about men ought to pray at all times.
Shaka.
And, you know, the Lord, he's given us his Spirit. He, you know, went to the cross, died for it, no greater love. And he's given us his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, I won't say we need to use him, but we need to let him use us. Put
yeah.
it that way, that'd be a better phrase.
We need to just be one.
Yes, yes.
Paul says, no more I, but it's the Christ that lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
He became one. I mean, really one with him.
But that's what I just, come on, brother. Thursday, come on.
What translation is that, baby?
That's passion.
Passion.
Boy, I enjoy that version.
Jesus.
I miss being here. I miss y'all. And I
y'all thought, making up for it today. I mean, y'all just like, whoa.
I thank God for this work of love.
Amen.
If you want to know God, you got to know his love. Yeah. That's what, it's all from everything.
Stems from the
love. And you can't know him without it.
It's, amen, because that's who he is.
And
amen.
And everything that God do, every time he gives, from Genesis to Revelation, every mm-hmm. time he gives his best.
Whoa.
And he chooses the best choice, the best king, the best situation, and the best strategy to get us out of darkness. He even manages the reaping of man's sowing. And, you know, now when people sow enough death, He can just wipe them out, but he don't, he'll do it in a way to get their attention.
Jesus.
And so they can get on board with him.
Amen.
But when you watch him, you learn that he just, he think of everything, things you don't see.
Yeah.
And so when I, you know, in the a man coming, you know, trying to be successful in the world, according to the world, we like to plan what we want and then try to do it. Well, the problem with planning in ministry is you don't know what to plan. If you compare what you would plan with what God would plan. So our